The last couple of days we've been dealing with the sugya of Ti'imas Kfeila. As a chiddush the Gemara has on Kuf Yud Aleph on the days, quotes Rava, who says that we rely on a Kfeila Armoa, on a non-Jewish baker, to taste a pyrobes to determine whether there's Isser in that pyrobes. Big chiddush. So last time we talked about what's the nemonis of the Kfeila Armoa. How can we trust a non-Jew? Major machlokas in the Rishonim. There are some who say that Dafka Kfeila is believed, Dafka a nachtom, a chef, some expert who really knows his taste. And why is he believed? So some Rishonim say that there's a chazakot lomar nafshe, that he's not going to ruin his reputation. He's afraid that people are not going to buy food from him. So it's the truth. If he tells you that there is no taste, then that's the emes. That's what some Rishonim want to say. Others say no, that the Ne'emanis is not based on Chazakot Lomar Nafshe, but rather based on Meseach Lepitumo, that he's speaking innocently, so we can trust him, and that's why he's going to be Ne'eman. So the question that we raised is, how can Meseach Lepitumo work? We find that the Gemara Bava Kama says Meseach Lepitumo works only by Dinim D'Rabbanan. Presumably this is a Din D'Araisa, Issa V'Heta, to determine whether there's a Tam of Issa that should be D'Araisa. But some wanted to say, no, Tam Ke'ika might be D'Rabbanan, but we countered. The Taz counted that the Rajba, that many Rishonim hold the Tam Keika Daraisa. So if it's Daraisa, how does it work? So we suggested to Mahalchim that the only time that Meseach Lepitumo doesn't work by Daraisa is that's only if you need Eidus. But Eidach Neman Beisurin, Isurin is a realm where you don't need Eidus, Nemonis is sufficient, it's a lower level. So it could be Meseach Lepitumo was like a Nemonis, it is a kind of Hochacha. It's a Hochacha that's the truth, that's the MS. So perhaps that's enough. If you would need Eidus, then of course the guy would not be Neman Meseach Lepitumo. This is a Daraisa, he wouldn't be Neman. But because it's only Surim, for that realm, Nemonis might be sufficient, and that's why Meseach Lepitumo is going to be Neman. That's one answer. The other answer is to say that this is a totally different situation. Here you can check up on him. It's equal to make him a timer. You can check up on the Tom, ask someone else. He knows you can ask someone else. You might be asking him, but you might check up with another individual. So he's not going to lie. Even if he's not afraid that his reputation is going to be tarnished, he's not going to lie anyway, because people are not going to want to deal with him if he's a liar. The non-Jew is found to be a liar, even if he's not an expert, so he's not going to lose his business. But even if he doesn't lose his business, he'll lose his friendship, he'll lose his connection with the community, so he's not going to lie in that circumstance either. But there's a machokas in the Rishonim, clearly, what the Nemonis is based on. Is it based on Chazakot Lomar Anavshe? Do we trust only a kfeila, only a nachtam? Or is it based on Meseach Lepitumo? Maybe even a stamagoy is going to be nimmer. Kivegit points out that based on this idea, the fact that there's this machlokas or rishon, and what the case is, what kind of a guy is neman, and what his nemanus is based on, that can explain a statement of the Ramah. The Ramah says, it's very nice that there's a big sugya here about timas kfeila, but lemaisa, we're not going to rely on it anyway. Halacha lemaisa, the Ramah basically just takes the whole sugya and throws it away. Right? This is not him. He's quoting from different mafarshim, but we're not going to be noeg on this. We're not going to be noeg like this kula. This is the Ramah in Simen Sadiches at the end of Sif Aleph. Ve'ei noeg in achshav lismach ha'obek ochavim misharin en hakol b'shishim. We're not going to rely on Timas Kfeila. We're going to simply be Meshar B'Shishim. What does that mean, Meshar B'Shishim? I thought some Rishonim say that you need both. No, so if we're not going to rely on the Kfeila, it's like a case where there is no Kfeila. Right? In a case where there is no Kfeila, or if it's Nimbamino that Lekala Mekama Taima, you can't determine the taste, so the Kfeila is irrelevant. You can't tell us anything anyway. So the rule is, if you can't rely on the Kfeila for some reason, then we simply rely on the Shishim. So Zokter Amor, Achshav, we're not going to be Samech on the Obek Ochavim. So therefore the halacha is, we simply rely on Shishim, and that's the standard assumption. Until we came to Shia last week, we wouldn't have imagined Timas Kfeila would work. But we're going to rely on a Goyish, a chef, to tell us if the Perobis is of Heter has a Tam, is there anything? What kind of a strange notion is that? So the emphasis is, that's the Maskon. The Maskon attack is, we're not going to rely on the guy, we just follow Shishim. There's machlokas in the Gemara, Nafzadiche, should we follow Meya, should we follow Shishim, but we pass through Shishim. That's the Psak Halacha, the Banim B'Shein Omino. It's all a function of whether you have Shishim in a Heter or not in a Heter. Now, Shishim in a Heter or less than Shishim. Now, we talked about Nishpach, we talked about other things, but basically Shishim is the rule. We're not going to rely on Timas Kfeila. That's the Ramah. Kideges says, Lo yadati tam nochem b'zeh. He says, I don't understand the Ramah. What's the Ramah saying? Nowadays, we're not going to rely on Timas Kvela. Why not? It's a Docha Gemara. The Gemara says you rely on Timas Kvela. You should have a whole pilpul back and forth with the cases. What? You throw it out of the water. What's the Ramah saying? Ula Yesh Lomar, he says, Danan Chashina Nuchumas Kolashitas. Maybe the Pshat in the Ramah is that we're machmer like all the different Shitas in the Rishonim. V'hainu de Chashina Dilma Kvela, Hainu de Mesiyah Pavetuma. V'kvela mitzad b'kiyas. Maybe taka kvela. Maybe you need a kvela. Stam goy is not nem, but not because Stam goy is not nem. It's just he's not a baki b'taimim. So I need a kvela because he's baki b'taimim. But the nemonis is based on mesiach levituma. Vim came below mesiach levituma. Leka heter. So according to that side, without mesiach levituma, it's gornish. There's nothing here. You need mesiach levituma to get moving. Ub mesiach levituma gam kein. Ein matirin. The chashina the haheder love mishum mesiach levituma. On the other hand, maybe the heter is not mishum mesiach levituma. Maybe it's chazakat lamar nafshe. We don't really know what the heter is based on. Dr. Kiveiga, maybe that's the mocker of the Ramah that we're not going to rely on timas kefela because we don't really know what the nemanas of timas kefela is based on. It's a big machlokas of rishonim. And according to some, there are certain circumstances where he's not neman. According to others, there are other circumstances where he's not neman. So we're not going to rely on the whole thing because we don't know whom to paskin like. We want to be machmer like all the sheepers. Dr. Kiveiga, but if that's the case, then I'll give you one situation where you can rely on Timas Kfeila. What's that? What's the case? Yisurim D'Rabbani. By an Issa D'Rabbani, you definitely can rely on Timas Kfeila. The whole shaila is, what's the nemonis of the Timas Kfeila? If we're talking about Tam Kirka D'Raisa, we're talking about a Tam Issa. But you're not allowed to taste. That's a deraisa din. So then, mesiach levituma shouldn't work. But if you're only talking about yisurim derabanan, then the whole question never began. Avada, if we're talking about yisurim derabanan, mesiach levituma should work. If you're talking about yisurim deraisa, so mesiach levituma shouldn't work. So some have to come onto this idea. Chazakot lamar anavshe. He's not gonna ruin himself. So therefore, he's gonna be neman anyway. But that's all because if you own that tamkeika deraisa, there's a deraisa playing around over here, floating around here. Mesiach levituma doesn't work by deraisas. So the question is, what's the nemonis based on? So they pilpul, they try to figure out, maybe this is only Yisurim, it's less, or whatever. But some say you need a different nemonis, that the nemonis is chazakot lomar and nafshe. But if you're talking about an Issa Rabbanan anyway, so you don't need fancy lomdas, it's poshut. By Yisurim Rabbanan, Mesiach Levituma works. So then Avada, Timas Kfeila, should work. Vega concludes that even according to the Ramah, Timas Kfeila is going to work by Yisurim Rabbanan, because everyone admits that by Yisurim Rabbanan, Mesiach Levituma is going to work. That's one point. But based on his logic, there's another lemaisa as well. We keep up talking about timas kfeila armo. How about timas yisro? The Ramah says we're not going to be somech on timas kfeila. Not going to be somech on timas achim. Will we be somech on timas yisro? There are circumstances where timas yisro can work. Okay, if you're talking about truma and chulin, certainly works. The Gemara said that. But by basa v'cholav it can also work. Let's say we only need the person to identify whether there's a time of basar in this food or a time of chalav in the food. We simply want to know, can we cook this item? Let's say you cooked something with basar, and you want to know, is there a time of basar in this macaroni? Can I add cheese to it? Right, so right now it's hetera. So that's like truma and chulin for a coin. It's no different. I'm not talking about timas issa. Timas issa, the Yisrael is not allowed to do. But if it's timas heter, the Yisrael can do. So truma is not the only case of timas heter. Basar and chalav also are timas heter. As long as you only have the basar or chalav, it's not together. What's the din? Do we say that bisman hazeh, the Ramah says that we're not somech on timas akum? Can we be somech on timas Yisrael? Tznon shechotcho besakin shel basar. Right? That's the case in the Gemara. We're going to see more about that. Look, come on. Right, tznon shechotcho besakin shel basar. Can the Yisrael be taught that to tell us whether there's a tam basar in the tznon? So that's the machlokas in the poskim. The Shach says he thinks yes. Ve'ei nogin achshav lismoch aove kolchavim sifkot mehei. With lo kamer ve'ei nogin achshav lismoch ateima. Ve'kamer ve'ei nogin achshav lismoch aove kolchavim. Ashma davka aove kolchavim hudlo samchin. Sounds like davka on a god. Timas Kfeila is not going to work. Mishum da'ovik al chavahu. Avala. Teimas Yisrael, Samchina. We're going to be Samech on Teimas Yisrael B'min B'shein Amino. The Heterim. Kegon Truma Shenofa L'chulin D'Tarim L'Koin K'de'isa B'shas U'Poskim. Teimas Truma Koin, certainly. What's more, he gives other cases. Come at the end of the bracket, he says, Inami Linyan Teimas Boser O'Cholov K'mo Gabi Tznon U'Kai Gavna K'mo Shekasavna B'Samach. Tznon Boser O'Cholov Tznon Chachotcho B'Sakin Shabosi. You want to know what is the Teima of Boser? We will rely on Timas Yisrael. The Ramah says that on Timas Akam we're not going to rely, but on Timas Yisrael we will rely. This is in sharp contrast to the position of the Levush. The Levush HaTerezov says that according to the Ramah, you're not really going to rely on Timas Akam, nor are we going to rely on Timas Yisrael. Maishno Zemizel, we don't rely on Teima. The Ramah is saying we don't rely on Teima. So we don't rely on Teima. Not only should we not rely on Timas Akam, we should rely on Timas Yisrael as well. Against the Shah says no, there's a Chilik. Timas Akam, we're not going to rely on Timas Yisrael, we can rely. Yes? What? It has a Bli of Basa, so we want to determine that there's a Bli of Basa before we put it with the Kutach. Right? Can you eat the Tznon with Kutach? Kutach is like a ranch dressing, right? It's a Milchaka dressing. So if the tznon has a taste of basar in it, then you can't eat it with the kuta. That's basar v'cholav. It's not basar v'cholav d'araisa, it's basar v'cholav, right? It's a mixture of basar and cholav, but you can't do that either, midrabban. Zokta levush, we're not going to rely on Timas Yisrael for basar or cholav either, even though it's hetera, so what? The Ramah says, we're not going to rely on Timas. Nowadays, we're not such bikiyim and taimim. He seems to be understanding that the comment of the Ramah is just a posh of the comment. We're not going to rely on Te'ima because we're not such Bekiyim and Taimim. So if we're not going to rely on Te'ima by Goy, then by Yisrael also we're not going to rely on Te'ima. Zok B'Shach, no, that's not what the Ramah said. He said we're not going to be Somech at Te'imas Akum. Sounds like on Te'imas Yisrael you can rely. Well, how can you rely? Kiveger had told us what? That there are circumstances where even the Ramah would say that you can rely on Te'ima. So it sounds like the Shach is just going one step further and saying that you can also rely on Teimas Yisrael, but why? Well, why should he be able to rely on Teimas Yisrael? The answer is, Nemanus of the Yisrael doesn't require Mitzvah Lefi Tumah. Why is the Yisrael Nema to tell us the taste over here? Eirecha Nema Bisur? It's Halach and Kol HaTorah Kula. If the Yisrael thinks he knows what he's talking about, if he thinks that he knows that there's no time over there, and he says it, so we trust him. That's not a Meisech Lefi Tumah Dekedin. There's no limitation to that din. Eirecha Neman Yisur, even by Daraisas. So if he's Neman even by Daraisas, that's a principle that we have in Shas, so then there's no problem. If the whole Ramah was based on Chumras, we want to be Choshesh for all the Chumras of all the Shitas. Yisrael is not a Chumra. Eirecha Neman Bisurin. So he should be Neman. A goy is only Neman be Meisech Lefi Tumah, and there's a Shaila when the Meisech Lefi Tumah. Is it Meisech Lefi Tumah? Is it Chazaka Lomar Nafshe? Yeah, there's a whole Shaila why the goy is Neman, but Yisrael has a din that the Yisrael is Neman. So maybe even if we're going to be Machmer, not to rely on Timas Kveila, because we don't know which Shita to Paschal like, but Timas Yisrael, I don't have to be Choshish for any Chumris. I could just trust him, because I could just trust him. Maybe that's why the Shach says that on Timas Yisrael, Beheter, we are gonna rely. We are gonna rely. Questions? Yes.
Why is personally I have a hard time knowing whether there's shishim in a pot or not.
So you wouldn't tell someone I know that there's no time. You'll say to me I don't taste the time, but I'm not very good at this. And I'm the same as you, Ami. I wouldn't put my neck out, you know, on someone else's bus of a chol of you know. Issues. Yes?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Adam Weber has his cautious of being able to. Why is there only a conversation between a Jew or a non Jew? Why not anyone has his cautious?
A Jew has a cheskes kashrus, but even if he has a cheskes kashrus, he has to make a statement. Now, he does have a cheskes kashrus, but we don't even need his cheskes kashrus to trust him. Cheskes kashrus is a very important principle, and sometimes it taka applies, sometimes we need such a chazaka. But here, He's Neman Bisurin, not because of a Cheskas Kashrus, but if he's not a liar, right? I mean, I guess there is a Cheskas Kashrus. If he's a liar, then he can't be Neman because we assume that he might be Meshaker. But the point is, there's a principle in Torah to say that he's Neman B'Yisur. So you don't have to be Mitzarev Shitas Lekula. There's a rule. By the Goy, you have to be Mitzarev. Maybe you'll be Choshesh for certain Chumas and the different Shitas. A Goy is totally different, but Yisrael, Bechari, he should be Neman Stam. Woody?
Going back to the Rashi, Rashi says that you need a Kfela Kohen or Kfela Yisrael also?
So we said, Lechor, according to Rashi, you're saying, according to Rashi, if you want to be a Machna for that Shita, you should need a Kfeli Yisroel. Need a Kfeli. Why did Rashi just say that Eidecha Neman Bisurin, that the coin is Neman? So if you Choshish Vashita's Rashi, you'll still have a problem. I is in a Kasha. Feel Kasha? All the Kasha. Right? If Rashi holds, according to the Shachs Mechutin, right, if Rashi holds that you need a kfela because we need a baki b'taimim, so you see, we're not going to trust the person stam. You have to be a baki b'taimim. So by timas Yisrael, if we're not baki b'taimim, then maybe Yisrael should not be neman. So if you choshesh for shittas Rashi, then you'll have a problem. So there still is a problem of the chumras of the different shittas. I'm not sure what to say. It's a good kasha. Good kasha. Sharfa kasha. So there was another hand up? Okay. There's one final issue that we have to address in this sugya. And that is the most basic issue. But we keep on assuming that for Issa v'Heter, we can't rely on Yisrael. I mean, the Yisrael is going to taste the tarovas to tell us whether there's a Tam Issa. Cholila, it's a suffix Issa. For that, we're only going to rely on God. Question is, can we rely on God? What's his nemanas? What's the case, etc.? But for the Yisrael, we're not going to rely. By Hetera, by Truma, by Basar and Cholo, then we can start to entertain the idea that maybe the Yisrael should be there. But by Issa v'Heter, never. Never? Why not? Is there any problem? So apparently, right, the Poshup Shach, that assumption, that overwhelming assumption in the Sugya, is that it's also to taste Safek Issa. Right? If you have a Tarovis that has a Safek Issa in it, even if I'm only going to taste it with my tongue, I'm not going to swallow. You can taste it without swallowing, right? Even if he's only going to taste it with his tongue and he's not going to swallow, that's also awesome. So the Yisrael is not going to be asked to taste this tarovis. This is the comment that the Taz quotes from the Drisha, Sifkot and Beis. Kosa b'Drisha mida osa b'Yisrael l'mitam bo yeshlo machepalim shekonim bosom and akatsa fein yaduim maluachu in lo osa litom b'lashono ad kan lashono. Also, litom belashono ad kan lashono. The drisha says that if you buy bosa from a katzav, if you buy bosa from the butcher, and you don't know was it salted or not, did the butcher salt it? That's not nowadays. It has no shiloh, right? The only bosa that we buy from the butcher, it comes with the, it's packaged, and it says, you know, it has the hechsher of that rabbonis and that this rabbonis and that rabbonis, and it says malua, you know, kosher malua, whatever. It says on it that it's salted. But they didn't buy basa like that. They would buy from the butcher. Maybe they had a suffix. I don't know. You know, they had a suffix whether the basa was salted or not salted. There's a chashash of an issa dam over here. There's up the drisha. You got a problem. You can't taste it. You may have thought, well, I'll just put the basa in my mouth. I put the basa in my mouth. That's disgusting, right? You know, no. It's not cooked. I'll cook it. It's not a problem with germs. Someone else can eat it. I'll cook it afterwards. But I'll just put the basa in my mouth to taste it, to see if it's salted. Basa that's salted, you can taste the salt. It's really salted. I mean, nowadays we don't taste the salt because they wash it off in a pretty significant way. So you don't, you still can taste it a little bit, but it's not the same as when it's just salted. So, you know, can you taste it to see whether it's salted? Rav the Drisha, it sounds from this Gemara that you can't because it's a suffix issur. If it's not salted, then you're going to be eating dam, you're going to be tasting dam. And if tasting is a problem, even ti'ima b'lashon, so then it would be a problem to taste. Tasting a suffix issur would be an issue, says the Drisha. That's what you see from this whole sugya. That's the Drisha's view. The hutomu'a me'od, says the Taz. Not only is it k'tzas kosher or tzorech iyun or tomu'a, it's tomu'a me'od, he says. It's a pella on the Drisha. He forgot a shulchan aruch. The Drisha came before the Shulchan Aruch, but he forgot the didn't Shulchan Aruch. The Habasimin Membeis got be Mora by the Mora. The Mora is the gallbladder. Kosa behedya de tomo b'lashono, you can taste the animal to see whether there was a Mora in the animal. What in the world does that mean? So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchus Treifus. Maybe we should do Hilchus Treifus next semester. Maybe not. It's a beautiful limud, but I don't think it's for us. Beautiful limud. Someone I was told, I was on Shabbos at a simcha, so someone in the high school, Givalda Gebochen, so he's learning Chulin Vekiyas in the particular shiur that he's in. Learning Chulin Vekiyas, and he said, learning other parts of the Masechta, Kalabosan, Elu Treifus. I said, Elu Treifus, you learned the lima? He said, yeah, we finished the whole thing. I said, I hope you did it with the safe, with the pictures and everything. It's not a pleasure to get that. So he was smiling, yeah, apparently he did. Baldic. You have such a breath of fresh air when you hear that Bachram are learning Elu Treifus. That's what they used to do in Europe. They used to learn Chulin. They learn Chulin, cover to cover. And they didn't have, you know, all of the illustrations. And I don't know exactly how they figured it out. Amazing. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch in Siman Mem Beis Yeridayim. Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Gimel, in Chosra Hamora Korea Hakoved Shesi Ve'erev Tomo Bilshona. If the gallbladder is missing from the animal, somehow you open up the animal, you see the gallbladder isn't there. So you rip the kaveh, rip the liver, shesi ve'erev, right? Vertically, horizontally, shesi ve'erev. The toma bulshana, and then you time bulshana. So im yitom tamar ksheira. If he tastes something bitter, then it's kosher. Okay, then the Shulchan Aruch continues. If you don't find it, then you have to be solei begacholim. But the basic halacha is that if you're toim the kaved and you taste the tamar, even if you don't find the mara is not here, the gallbladder is not here, it's still kosher. Now we know that, clearly the assumption here is that we're talking about a problem of treifus, right? Which treif are we talking about? But if the mara is missing from the behemah, it's viewed as a treifa. It's dino ketreifa. So even if you shecht it properly with all of the hilcha shchita, everything is done properly. It's not a nevela, right? You did a proper shchita, but it's still a treifa. It's asa b'achila. It's still a treifa. So what do you do over here? You don't find the mara in the animal. So if you were to ask me, I'd say you don't find the mara, so forget about it. It's a treifa. You can't eat it. Well, what's the shaila? So come to Shulchan Aruch and says, no, there's a trick to figure out if there was a mara there before. Meaning, even if the behemoth doesn't have a mara, if it's nivla bimkoma, if it just somehow got swallowed in to the behemoth, if it got swallowed into the behemoth, that means it existed. It's just you can't see it, but it did exist. That's not called chosra hamara, right? Nitla hamara, that the mara was taken away from the animal, it was there. So as long as it was there before the shechita, so then it's okay. So if you toim the kaved and it's toim the tamar, if you taste the bitter taste there, that shows that the mara was there. Why is the mara bitter? What's bitter about the mara? What? The bile, right? The bile in the gallbladder is bitter, right? Just like in a human it's bitter, in a behemoth it's bitter too, right? Is anyone take biology here? High school biology. This is not talking about complications. Right? The bile is bitter. So if you taste the kaved and the kaved is bitter, that proves that the mara must have been there. Right? It proves that the mara must have been there. So therefore, it's not a treif. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So says the Taz. What does it sound like? That you're allowed to taste the kaved to see if there's a bitter taste. If there's a bitter taste, right? If there's a bitter taste, it's good. If there's no bitter taste, it's a problem. If there's no bitter taste, it turns out that you're tasting from a treifa. That's an issa d'oraisa. So how can you do that? So up the Taz, don't you see from the Shulchan Aruch against the Drisha? The Drisha wants to prove from the sugya of Timas Kfeila that you're not allowed to be toim, but l'shono. An issa. And that's why b'dafka we need Timas Kfeila. Timas Yisrael is not going to be enough. Frek the Taz, but from the sugya of Mora, you see that there is no problem. If it's only a Sofik Yisr, Sofik Yisr, I'm not talking about an Yisr Vade, only a Sofik Yisr, you'd be allowed to taste it. Because you're tasting this, it might be an Yisr, right? But it's a Sofik. It's a Sofik, so how can you rely on the possibility that there's no Yisr? Maybe there is Yisr, there's a problem. Says Uncle Taz, don't you see from here against the Drisha? What's the answer for the Drisha? So the Shach makes an interesting comment there in Simen Membeit. Shach in Sipkot Dal, it says, V'avagav v'kaimu v'kaim aduchli v'asulutam v'var maichol leidem yesh bo d'var iser. Even though we paskin that you're not allowed to taste the Dvar Michael to determine whether there's Dvar Isser, that sounds good. That sounds like the Drisha. Right? The Shach is going with the Drisha. That it's Taka Usser to be towing the Lashono, a Suffolk Isser, to determine whether there's Isser or not. So the Shach is bothered with the Shachana. That's Mamish the Kasha of the Taz against the Drisha. What is he saying? The Marshal said the same as the Drisha. Reveal Habach. Efshe says the Shach, the Ocha Kimlahu Laga Onim, the Milsalo Shriche, Shetayamar, and Atula Lagamri, Varigilusu Shanivla Vimkoma, the Karvadova Shiutum Tamara, the Chemashma Miloshon Haposkin. That's not likely. It's a Milsalo Shriche that the Mar is not going to be there. So because the Milsalo Shriche that the Mar is not going to be there, therefore it's Mutta to be Torn Belashona. Even though normally it's also to be Torn Belashona or Sophic Issa, says the Shach. But here it's mutter because it's a milsa lo shicha that it's not going to be there. What's the Shach saying? What's he saying? Formulate his teretz in lamdusha terms. What's he saying? What do you have over here? One word. What do you have over here? I'm sorry? A chazaka? What's a chazaka? Okay, what does that mean? Is that you're using the term chazaka in a very interesting way. Chazaka normally means chazaka de meikara, that's status quo. Status quo of something, if something was becheskas issa, something was becheskas heta, we assume the chazaka continues. That's not the word chazaka that you're using. What are you really saying? Just say the word in a different way. Now you're saying it's usual, therefore what? It's usual, it's a chazaka, it's usual, yes? Rove! It's a rove! He's saying basically there's a rove. What's the problem over here? There's a suffix issa. If it's also to be toying, Belshono b'sofik iser. Sounds like mutter to be toying the kaveh to see if the mara was there or not. Zok the shach. It's a milsa lo shicha that the mara is not going to be there. The rove is that the mara was there. If the mara is there, you taste something bitter, then you know it's kosher. So this is a case of te'ima b'loshon b'sofik iser, but you have a rove on your side. So zok the shach. If you have the rove, then you can rely on the rove b'makom sofik. It's kosher. Normally rove is machriya sofik. So here we can use the rove to be machriya the suffix. Now it's mutter to be torn b'lshana. Mamish poshet. Poshet, a simple teretz. Once you realize that it's a milsad lo shicha, once you have the teretz of the shah, so then it's beautiful. That's what the drisha will say. That's the simple answer to the kasha of the taz against the drisha. That really, it's also to be torn b'lshana a suffix yisim. You can't taste with your tongue, even if you don't swallow anything. The Mora, the case of Milchus Shreifus, no, that is a Suffolk Issa, but it's a rove. So if you have a rove with you, so the rove can allow you to taste the Suffolk Issa, because we're not afraid of the Suffolk anymore. The rove is sort of machria the Suffolk, so we have a right to assume that it's going to be kosher, so that's why you're able to be Tarn Belshono. But the Taz didn't think so. Taz thought that there was a problem, that sugi of Mora is the Raya that teaches you, right? That's the halacha that teaches you that you're allowed to be toim a suffik iser b'lashona. You must be allowed to be toim a suffik iser b'lashona, because if not, then how can you be toim over there? So if that's true, then the problem comes back. Why do we need, right? Why do we need timas kfeila? If you're allowed to be toim a suffik iser b'lashona, even the Yisrael could be toim a suffik iser. What do you need the guy for? The Yisrael can do it too. Of the Taz and Mara the Gechidish. Al Karchach Nira, Al Kain Nira, the Bitteima Beloshon Ein Bo Chashash Isse B'Makom Safik. Nah, the Grish is incorrect, the Taz says. Teima Beloshon, there is no problem. Mishimachi Hiske Beferish Gabimar Shiitam Beloshon, Kamashakosim Sham Beis Yosef B'Shem Mordechai. Etc. Vishayni Hochaz of the Taz, Doyet Sorach Litom, Al Yidei Achila Mamish, Kdei Lahagishim Yesham Taz. Here we're talking about a situation that you want to be, that you have to be toim through achila. You have to be boleya. It's not enough to be toim b'lashona upolate. You can't spit it out. You have to eat, but you only have to taste it. No, because when you eat it, you have a deeper taste. It's a better taste, and we have to determine whether there's iser here or not. It's not like the case of Mara by Mara, since it's bitter, it's easy. Just taste Bulshono and that's sufficient. But here it's not a Dover Mar. Here we're trying to figure out, is it Usser? It's not Mar. Question is it Isser? Is it Heta? Can you taste the Isser? It's very difficult to taste the Isser. So here it's not enough to be Tom Bulshono. You need Achila, says the Taz. You need a Blia. If you need a Blia, Akein Tzarech She'itamenu Ovikacham. That's why the guy has to be Tom. Talk to Taz, the reason why we rely on the guy, we need the guy. Yisrael is not enough by Yisra V'Heter, is because here we're not talking about Toim Upole, we're not talking about Toim B'Lashono, we're talking about Toim Ubolea. Because here it's not so easy to taste. If you need a Blia, then obviously the guy is the only one who's going to be able to do that. The Yisrael can't, because to be Bolea, Macholos Asuris, is clearly going to be a problem. This idea of the Taz is actually found in the Chuvas Rivosh. Rivosh, one of the Rishonim, he also mentions this idea that our sugi is unique. Our sugi is talking about toim uboleya, which is swallowing, that you're ochel the item that you're being toim. Yeah, the Shoal in the Rivosh, he's asking from a comparison to Tainus. We're going to get to it. The Taz also makes this comparison to Tainus. So, Zokta Rivosh in the first paragraph, Ani Omer Avim Hayad Bishar Isurim Shayabu Te'ima Hayid Chulin No Kasha. Even if by Shar Isurim Te'ima Beloshon would be Mutter, Chulin is not a Kasha, Te'imas Kvela is not a Kasha. V'yachilna L'shnir Eloch She'efshah Shem Samchum Al Te'imas Kvela Belo Achila. Maybe you can't rely on Te'imas Kvela without an Achila. So that's not just Te'ima. I mean, it's Te'ima, but it's Te'ima Ba'achila, right? So if Te'ima with an Achila, obviously the Yisrael is not going to be enough. Lechol Achila Gamma. It could be we're talking about a situation that you won't notice, you won't recognize the taste without the achila. What's the kasha? The lashon of the Gemara is lita mekfela. Lita me? That means yochal? The kfela will be ochal. Lita me sounds like toim. Toim we thought meant te'ima b'loshon. Ba'achila gemura ka'oma, that means that te'ima b'derech achila. He means that he's going to eat it, but he's going to be toim it for us. The reason why he doesn't call it achila is because he doesn't care about the achila. He's just eating a little bit. That's not the point. The point is to be toim through the achila. We find in different contexts that even a small achil is called te'ima. Oh, the Gemara says that the Chacham, Talmud Chacham, before he comes to the Beis Medrash, before he comes to the Shir, to the Kala, he'll be ta'im a little bit. Where's that Gemara? Sukkah Chavav. We've had a lot of us have had that, right? The regular share had the post Pesach 2 years ago. Can the time bar? You see, got all the gemaras. Can the time bar be rav va'ayel lekalim? Okay. V'chein beloshon hakosav tanachtu. Got no tanachos. Ki ta'amti ma'at hadvash hazeh. Who said that? Yonasan. Bino shel Shaul. Oru einai ki ta'amti ma'at vash. Remember Shmuel Aleph? Anyone learn Shmuel Aleph? Gotta learn Shmuel Aleph. What's going on over here? No one's learning Tanakh. Gotta learn Tanakh too. It's important. It's very important. Okay. Zokta Rivosh. We're talking over here by Timas Kvela that he's going to do it with an achila. So that's why we can only rely on the Kvela, only rely on the Akum. The Yisrael can't do it for us. Okay. But so the Taz just adds, "We got be tainus ba'or chayim avur pashut b'zedainis b'teima b'loshon lachut b'huska sham ella l'inyan teima likach l'toch piv b'zeyeshchilak ben tainus l'shar isurim." He says, "Look, be tainus, you get the impression in the Shulchan Aruch that teima b'loshon is okay. If you're chozu poli, that's okay. If you're balea with a teima, that's a problem on a tainus. But if you're chozu poli, it's not an issue." So he says that there's a difference between Tainus and Shar Isurim regarding that. There's no Issa b'te'ima b'loshon, but yet by Shar Isurim, there's what? Is an Issa b'te'ima b'loshon? I thought we just said there's no Issa b'te'ima b'loshon. We're talking about te'ima b'achila. What's this line of the Taz? What's he saying? Kari, he's saying the following, that by tainis, te'ima b'loshen is mutter even by a vadai isser. Vadai isser, meaning if he's betainis, he's not allowed to eat anything, so everything is a vadai isser for him. But if he's only toim, that's okay. Only toim, that's okay. But by shari surim, no one would be mater te'ima b'loshen with a vadai isser. Only a sofek isser. Here, the whole discussion is sofek isurim. If you're going to be toim va'achila b'derech achila, that's going to be awesome. Of course, even by suffik yisim. But if you're only toim b'loshon, so the Taz says that's going to be mutter. Te'ima b'loshon by suffik yisir is going to be mutter. Te'ima b'loshon by suffik yisir is different. But tainis is a vadai yisir. Vadai yisir. And nevertheless, te'ima b'loshon is going to be mutter by tainis. Taka, what's the chiluk? That's what the Taz is saying. There is a chiluk, he says. If we be talking about Timas Isurim, Ba'alma, not Tainis, that's a Vada Isser, a Vada Tima Beloshon should be awesome. By Tainis is going to be Mutter. What's the Chiluk? The Chiluk probably is this, that the reason why Tima Beloshon by Vada Isser is awesome, why is Tima Beloshon by Vada Isser awesome? Only by Sufik is going to be Mutter. Why? Can you think of a reason it should be awesome? Yes, Jacob. Okay, but even if it's aser ba'achila bilvad, I think there's a reason why te'ima b'loshon should be aser. Why is te'ima b'loshon aser? Is it an issur d'oraisa? Is it an issur d'rabbanan? Let's say you're being toim b'loshon isurim d'oraisa. Nevela. You're gonna taste to see if there's nevela over here. Or let's say, I don't know, you're not going to be a taste because of a suffix. It's a vada yisa. Right? Can you put the nevela in your mouth? Can you taste the nevela to see something about the nevela? It's a vada yisa. Can you do that? The answer is no. Why? Is that an isser daraisa? Did you violate any isser daraisa of nevela? Achilas nevela? No, you didn't eat anything. You just put it in your tongue. So what's the problem? It's an isser darabana. What's the isser darabana? One of the Makaros mentioned such an idea. It's an issur d'rabbanan. What's the issur? That if we let you put it into your tongue, we let you taste it with your tongue, what might you do? Might come to swallow it. Who says that? The rivash at the end of the tree. He throws that in. That by vadai issur avada te'ima b'loshon is going to be us. At the beginning of the tshuva, he's talking about suffik issur. That's our whole discussion. Timas kfeila means there's a suffik issur. So there, zokta rivash. Mistama, we're talking about a situation that without achila, he's not going to have a good te'ima. So that's why the Yisrael can't do it for us. But this is only Sufik Isser. Right? So Sufik Isser. You'll have a Blia. Right? A Blia by Sufik Isser. Even by Sufik Isser, a Blia is taka going to be a problem. Blia is going to be a problem. Te'ima B'loshem will be Mutter B'Sufik Isser for the Yisrael. But that's not going to be good enough for us. So that's why we need a Goy. But te'imas isser vaday zokta rivosh. Te'imas isser vaday is usser even b'loshem. Midrabanan. Gzeira dilma yivla. Maybe he'll be boleya. A vada that's an isser d'rabanan. But that only applies in regular isurim, not tainis. Because by tainis, the person was mekabel upon himself. What? He's mekabel upon himself achila. That he's not going to eat. He's going to be misan. He's going to fish. Not going to eat. We don't find Chazal put on him Isurim Drabbanan. There's no... Chazal said about it, something that's a Cheftza Shal Isser, is an Isser Drabbanan, that he can't be Toim Beloshim. But by Tainis, this person who's Makabel Tainis upon himself, he determines what the Isurim are. So if he was Makabel Achil upon himself, Achil is Asa, Te'im is Mutter. So that's it, Te'im is Mutter. By regular Isurim, Chazal introduced this idea that if you're going to be Toim of Adi Isser, we're afraid that you might be Boleya. So Chazal will go there that even Te'ima B'loshon is going to be Usr as well. Te'ima B'loshon by a Vaday Isr is going to be Usr. Okay. What comes out is that there are two approaches to the sugya. According to the Drisha, Te'ima B'loshon must be Usr. Right? Te'ima B'loshon even by a Sufik Isr. Right? The Drisha holds that Te'ima B'loshon is Mara, forget about Mara. That's Rove. There's Rove. That's why you can be talking about Lashem Masavikis. That's one approach. The Rivosh and the Taz both suggest that no. Tehillah B'Lashon is Mutta B'Safikism. So let's just leave that timeless for a moment. Mutta B'Safikism. Hacha Sarech Te'ima Al-Yidei Achila. It's not just a Te'ima B'Lashon. You need Nachila. So because you need Nachila, that's why the Israel can't do it for us, the guy has to do it for us. The place he makes a fascinating comment. And just one final comment in the sugya. We were troubled yesterday. Why is the guy Neman? What's the Nemanus of the Akum? Stacha daraisa. Tam ke ike daraisa. Why should the guy be Neman? Mesiach levituma only works by the Rabbanans. Right? We were troubled with that? Yeah, Taz, Yerashach, different answers. So comes the place and says, you know, based on the discussion that you just had right now, there's a simple answer to this kasha. If the Drish is correct, the team of Balashan is Asa. What kind of an Isser is that? Is that an Isser Daraisa? Chor, according to the Drisha, Team Blushan should be an Isser Rabbanan. Right? That's not Team, it's not Achila. Right? If the Isser by Machalas Asuras is an Isser Achila, so why should Team Blushan be Asa? Drisha Mustama is going to learn that it's a Gzeira. He might be Bolea, he might be Ocha. Shema Yavalechem. That's the Chor what the Drisha is saying. But the Drisha holds that it applies even by a Safik Isser. The Taz is willing to say, no, by a Safik Isser is Mutter. But the Drisha says, even by Safek Isser, it's going to be us. So up to Placey, if all we're talking about is an Isser Rabbanah to begin with, so now we should have a simple answer to the kasha that we asked. We asked, how can the Goy be Neman by Mesiach Levitumo? Mesiach Levitumo only works by an Isser Rabbanah. This is an Isser Rabbanah. He's not eating anything. Right? There's no, even if the Yisrael would be time, it's only an Isser Rabbanah. It's only an Isser Rabbanah. Right? If he's only toim, if the guy is being toim, right? So the issa that's being done is an issa derabanan. The whole thing is a derabanan to begin with. The issa to be toim isurim is a chashash dilma. He'll be boleya. So you want to rely on the guy by an issa derabanan. Mesiach levitumo should taka work. Mesiach levitumo should taka work. If the Yisrael would be toim, he'd save him from an Issa Rabbanan, so the guy should be Neman about that. Guy should be Neman about that. So maybe that's why the guy is going to be Neman. Because if it's only an Issa Rabbanan, if it's only an Issa Rabbanan, then the guy should taka be Neman. But why shouldn't the Jew be Neman? It's only a Safek Issa anyway. Right, the whole thing is only a suffix issa. If it's only a suffix issa, why shouldn't the Jew be able to be time b'lashon? There's an issa te'ima here, right? There's an issa te'ima. Sveka de rabbanon l'kula. If the whole issa of being time b'lashon, even if vaday issa is only an issa de rabbanon, so why shouldn't the Jew be neman to be time b'lashon? Why shouldn't he be able to be time b'lashon? Forget about neman. The Jew should be able to be time b'lashon because it's a suffix issa de rabbanon. So what could be the problem? The answer l'chora is that even if Sveikad Rabbanan l'kula, can we rely on Sveikad Rabbanan l'kula l'chadchila? To put ourselves in a situation that we're now going to rely on a Sveikad Rabbanan l'kula? The answer is no. We've already had that, I think, this year. L'chadchila, we're not going to allow the Jew to put himself into a situation that he's going to do this Isser Te'ima Misafik. Even though the Isser Te'ima Balashon, even according to the Drish, is only an Isser Rabbanan, so you'd say by a suffix isser, it's a sveikad rabbanan. We should go lekula. Yeah, but to tell the Jew lechatchila to put himself in a situation that now he has to rely on sveikad rabbanan lekula, that we're not going to allow the Jew to do. Okay, this concludes the sugya of Te'imas Kfeila. Questions. Yeah.
The reason I'm saying for the rush that you can't use is because of the problem on himself.
By tainus. Tainus is special then by tainus. The Jew, the person is makabel upon himself achil. He's not makabel upon himself te'ima. So therefore the te'ima is mutar. Aye, but the chachamim always make a gzera that you don't allow him to be torn because he might be boleah. So that doesn't apply to tainus. Because the chachamim are not going to put extra isurim on this person. There is nothing usur on that tainus. The person himself was makabel the tainus upon. It's a tainus yochid that we're talking about. It's an individual tainus. He wasn't makabel to ima. The Chazal not going to put another isur on him. Macholas asuros, Chazal put isurim on to prevent the person from being boleh, from being ochel the macholas asuros.
Wasn't a Jew generally makabel upon himself, like not violate isurim?
Yeah, but there is no isur over here. There's no isur macholas asuros. He was makabel upon himself not to eat. That's the nature of a tainus. So achil is asur, but to ima is mutter. So once to ima is mutter, we don't have extra gzeris. Look, if he wouldn't have a gzera d'rabbanan, so even by other isurin, it would taka be mutter to be telling the lashon. So here we don't have a gzera d'rabbanan because Chazal didn't introduce gzeras d'rabbanan by a tainus yachid. They let the individual determine what the isurim should be, and they're not gonna add on to those isurim. Rafi.
Could it be like
Rosh
answer this question, like how is the tainus different? Could it be like a Rashi let Dafka fail because he's able to distinguish very special taste, and a regular person isn't able to do that. So it's not about the fact that he's not Jewish, it's the fact that he's able to...
No, but in the case of tainus, we're not talking about special taste, right? He's not going to discern whether there is iser in this tarovis. The purpose of the te'im is that he's just preparing food for breakfast. I mean, for supper after the fast, right? So he's preparing food for his kid or so, whatever. He just has to be able to taste. I mean, everyone can taste basic food. To discern Issa from Heter, this taste food and that hate, that's what's complicated. But a basic, you know, to know whether the thing is salty or not salty, you know, everyone can figure that out.
That's what I'm saying. That's why our case is different. That's why you dock and need a kfela and our case over there, it's okay.
No, in the case of tainus, we're trying to figure out, is it also for him to taste because he's not allowed to eat? So the Gemara in Bracha says he was makabel upon himself achila, isra achila, not te'ima. Therefore, it's mutter for him to taste. It's easier for him to taste whatever he wants to taste, but it's mutter for him to taste. Why is it mutter for him to taste? Shouldn't we be afraid that he'll swallow? The answer is no. We don't make extra gzeris. He was makabel upon himself achila, and Chazal didn't make extra gzeris. When it comes to machalas asuros, Chazal make extra gzeris, but not when it comes to the person who's fasting. If it's a tainus yochid, then the individual is in control of the nature of his tainus. Let's go weiter. Okay, let's go weiter to the next sugya. Gemara continues on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base by the two dots. Itam. Dogim sha'olu b'ka'ara Rav Amar Asa la'ochman b'kutach u'shmul Amar Mutter la'ochman b'kutach. Dogim sha'olu b'ka'ara, fish that came up in the ka'ara. Very strange lashon. Rashi, dogim sha'olu b'ka'ara minat slik shayu roschin nostan l'thoch ha'ka'ara sha'ochlu b'basa. So Rashi interprets that the dogim were hot, right? They were being roasted. And they were placed in the ka'ara. What's the ka'ara? Hot, cold, unclear from Rashi. But the ka'ara was ochlu babasa. Ochlu babasa. Mistama, Rashi is saying, there's no shamnunis of basar on the ka'ara. Doesn't sound like it. There's no mention of the shamnunis. The key is that the ka'ara has a blia of basar inside of it, right? Blia of basar inside of it. Tosis points out Hilchas Adogim Sha'ol B'Ka'ara Shel Basar Mutar La'Ochla Mekutach Im Ha'Ka'ara VeHadogim Tzoninim Lo Itzrich Lifsok Lekaman DePolik. Obviously, we're not talking about that they're both cold. Same as Rashi. Rashi says the dogim must be hot. If they're both cold, there's nothing to talk about. Of course, you can eat it with kutach. Nothing happened over here. Nochamol. Tosis is assuming there's no shamnunis. There's no solid particles of basar over here. We're talking about a blia. So if everything is cold, it's not going to be motzi the blia. There's no problem. Elok sheha echa mehen rosech. One of them must be hot. The beni lo gover ben tato gover klipa mia boy. Gemara Pesachim says whether we hold that the top item is stronger, tato gover, the top item is stronger, or ilo gover, the I'm sorry, ilo gover is the top item is stronger, tato gover is the bottom item is stronger. One of them is hot, one of them is cold. Either way, you need a klipa. There is some kind of a blia. So if one item is hot, the other one is cold, then we're afraid that there will be some kind of blia. Toptosis, that's what we're talking about over here. At least one of them is hot. If both of them are tzon, and there's nothing to talk about, one of them is hot. What's the problem? Presumably the problem is there's a blia of basar in the ka'ara. So the dogim sound like they're parav. Dogim sha'ola b'ka'ara. The fish, let's say Rashi's pshat. The fish are hot. They're placed in a plate of basar. So Rav says, also la'ochlam b'kutach. There's a problem over here. Problem, you can't eat it b'kutach. What's kutach? Kutach is a milchika dip. Right? Also la'ochlam b'kutach says, Rashi l'fish ha'basar nosim b'hem tam. The basar is going to be nosin tam into the kutach. We had earlier that the kutach has nisyuvei chalva, right? In dibra maschal mutter, la also it's known the kutach sheyesh bo nisyuvei de chalva. The kutach is a milcha gadip. So if the dogim have a blia of basar inside of them, and then you're going to add the kutach, then you have a mixture of basar and chalav together. That's going to be a problem. So Rav Amar Aser Lo'achlam Akutach, Shmuel Amar Mutar Lo'achlam Akutach. Rav Amar Aser No Sin Tamhu. What? It's Poshet, Rav says. Poshet. It's No Sin Tam. You have an Asinas Tam from Basar into the Kutach. So you're going to have Basar V'Cholof. Okay, it's not Bishol on the fire, literally, but it's hot. So it takes a taste, and now you're going to mix it with the Kutach. That's the problem. Shmuel Amar Mutar No Sin Tam Bar No Sin Tamhu. Oh, Shmuel is the Mara de Shmaitza that's Machadesh this Yisod. That no sentam bar no sentam, a secondary infusion of taste, somehow that's weaker. That's not going to ask. A tam sheni, according to Shmuel, is not going to ask. Tam Rishon will ask, but tam sheni doesn't ask. And Rav says, it's a no sentam, even if it's not barnad, even if it's a secondary infusion, not barnad. It's like a tam Rishon. What's the difference? Rav's psak, it's not like we have in the Beis Medrash that Rav passed in this way. There was a story, so based on the story, we figured out what Rav's shita is. The Rav ikla lebe Rav Simi bar Chia bar Berei. Rav visited his grandson, yeah? Rav Simi bar Chia bar Berei, chosh be'enav, and he had some kind of eye ailment. Abdulei shiofa bitsa'a. They made him some kind of a salve. Right, some kind of a medicine in a plate, in a ke'ara. Basar hachi ramalei bishula begava. And then they cooked something in the same pot, let's say. And they fed it to Rav. Toim le time of the shiofa. And he tasted the time of the shiofa. So Amar yohiv time akule hai. There's a lot of taste over here. Right, this is not bar not. Right, the shiofa was no sentam into the kedera. Then they cooked something for Rav. Looks like dogim. They cooked something for Rav in the pot. And he says, I taste the shiofa in the dogim. So it sounds like Rav holds that even a tam sheni is like a tam rishon. It is no sentam. Zokta gemar velohi. It's not a good raya. Shani hasam the nafish merora tfei. There, the shiofa was very bitter. So in that circumstance, Rav said that he tasted. It's not no raya that Rav would hold that not bar not is osa. He happens to hold that way. We have a Kabbalah that he holds that way. But from the Maisi, you don't necessarily see that. Because maybe even Shmuel would say that that's osa. Maybe even though Shmuel holds that not bar not is mutter, maybe even he would say that by a dover mar, or maybe a dover chorif, something that's bitter or something that's sharp, maybe he would say that not bar not is like tam rishon. Maybe he would say that that's awesome. That's not Rav's shita. You can't be medayak Rav shita from this story, because maybe even Shmuel would admit that that's awesome. That's not bar not. That's a stronger tam because the shiofa is so powerful. It's a davar mar. It's a bitter taste. Rabbi Elazar v'koyim kameh demar Shmuel. Gemara continues. Rabbi Elazar was in front of Shmuel. I saw the kamei dogam shalav bekara v'ka'achal b'kutach. Yahiv levelo achal. They brought before Shmuel dogam shalav bekara. He ate it b'kutach. They put it in front of Rabbi Elazar and he didn't eat. So Shmuel said, "Amalei l'rabcha yahivi le." Rabbi Elazar was a talmid of Rav, So Shmuel said, I gave it to your Rebbe v'ochal. I gave it to Rav, and he ate dogam shalom b'kara b'kuta v'at lo achlis, and you're not going to eat it? What, are you better than your Rebbe? Rabbi Elazar was taken aback because he knew Rav's psak. He knew his Rebbe's psak. So also l'kami de Rav, amalei hoda b'mar mishmaita, what Rebbe was chosebo? I heard it, I was there in the shir. Rebbe was chosebo. He says that it's mutter. Amalei chas v'shalom, chas le lezare da abba bar abba, de lisfi li midi lo svirali. Chas le lezare da abba bar abba, meaning he said Rachmanis on the children of Abba Bar Abba. That means Shmuel, the son of the father of Shmuel. He addressed them in a way of respect. Abba Bar Abba. He was a big chos. So chas le lezare, meaning Rachmanis on Shmuel. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't punish Shmuel, right? He would never do such a thing. Right, he would never have given me something I didn't hold of. Meaning, of course, I wasn't chosidi. What's the shaila? So, what did Shmuel mean? I understand. He said he gave Rav the Targum Shel Bakara, and then Rav says, nothing ever happened like that. Well, what's he saying? Rav was meyer that nothing happened like that. He never ate the Targum Shel Bakara b'kutach, and Shmuel said that he gave it to Rav. What's pshat? The Ritva says that maybe the idea is that Shmuel didn't mean to say I actually gave it to your Rebbe Rav. He's saying, if I had given it to Rav, he would have eaten it. Trust me, he would have eaten it. Rabbi Elazar went back to Rav and said, never happened, and I wouldn't have eaten it. Nothing doing. It's not that he mamish gave it. He didn't say sheker. He meant that if I gave it to your Rebbe, he would have eaten it. Would have eaten it. Okay. So the Gemara concludes three lines from the bottom. Omar Chizki Mishum Abaye Hilchas Adogam Shol Bekar Mutar LaOchla Bekutach. Snon Shechotcha Besakan Shechotcha Babasar Osa LaOchla Bekutach. Abaye has two halachas. Dogam Shol Bekar Mutar LaOchla Bekutach. He fastens like Shmuel that not by not is mutar. Snon Shechotcha Besakan Shechotcha Babasar Osa LaOchla Bekutach. If you have a radish that was caught by a sakan Shechotcha Babasar, that's Osa Bekutach. Somehow there's a difference between dogam and snon. The hanimil itznon, the agav churfei bola, dafka by tznon, by a radish, because agav churfei bola, because of the sharpness of the radish, it's going to be bolaya. Avokishus, but if you have some kind of a sweet vegetable, then gur lebe paske ve'ochel. You just have to scrape off the makom hachatach, the place where you caught it, and you can eat it. It's not going to be bolaya. There's no charifus in the kishus. As long as you scrape off the top layer, then it's going to be okay. This is the basic sugya. There's a lot here. Right? There are a lot of questions. If you look at this Gemara, try to put it together before you look at the Rishonim, just to imagine different issues that you're going to try to look at. There are many different problems in this sugya. What does the Gemara say? First, the Gemara quotes Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about Dogim Sha'olu B'Ka'ara. You have these Dogim, the Parva Dogim, they're Olu B'Ka'ara, Ka'ara Shabasa. The question is, can you eat them B'Kuta or can you not eat them B'Kuta? What's strange about the case of the Gemara? The case of the Gemara, yes?
Meat and fish, asr.
So meat and fish might be asr, but and first of all, it's not asr, it's a sakon. But even though it's a sakona, it's only a sakona if you eat the meat and the fish together. But here there's only a blia of meat, so it might not be on the same level. I know people have fish pots. But technically speaking, it's not on the same level. A blia of meat might not be a problem. What's the problem with the lashon of the Gemara? Yes. That's a good question. Good question. Stamets of ben yomo. Stamets of ben yomo. We're going to have to talk about that. Does this halacha apply if it's not a ben yomo? That's a very important shaila. The Rama and the Gra talk about. We'll get to that. But just before this, that's very complicated, Yaakov. That's a good kasha. Good shaila. Dogim sha'olu b'kara. Have we ever found such a phrase? There's something very strange about this phrase. What should it have said? Yes. Shinizbashlu b'kara. I mean, we never heard of Ola. Ola? Aliyah? Who's getting an Aliyah over here? What does olu b'kara mean? Dogim sha'olu b'kara. I mean, you just read the Gemara, and the first thing that you say is, well, what does it mean, olu b'kara? You cook them in the kara? You place them in the kara? What does the word alu mean? It's so mudna. Why does the Gemara use such a phrase, such a word? It's a word we've never found before. Just say, dogim shenis bashlu, bekara, bekidera. What, kara? Who ever mentioned kara's also? Dogim shenis bashlu, bekidera, mutalachon mukudach, hasalachon mukudach. What's the Gemara saying? So, of course, what's the simple answer to that question? I'm sorry? Maybe it's not Bishul. Maybe the halacha doesn't apply by Bishul. Maybe Shmuel's kula doesn't apply by Bishul. So the Gemara said bedafka alu. Yeah, but if it doesn't apply by Bishul, what's the chiluk? It's still not by not. Is it not? I mean, it's still not by not. It's a tam sheni. So why shouldn't it apply to Bishul? And if the kula applies to Bishul, so then why does it say alu? There's something going on over here, but we have to address what is going on. Now, why does it say Dagam Sha'ol Bakara? It should have said Dagam Shinis Bashla Bakara. So the simple answer is that maybe there's a chiluk. Maybe Bishul is different. The question is why? Why should Bishul be different? And if it's not different, then it should have said Nis Bashla. It shouldn't say Olu. That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two, why does the Gemara phrase it as a Bidiyevit? If the Dagam were placed in the Ka'ara, can you eat a Bakuta? Can you not eat a Bakuta? But why Maisha Kapoy? Why couldn't the Gemara say Itma? Rav Omar, Osir Lahalos Dogim Bekaara Ulaachon Bekutach, Shmuel Omar Mutter Lahalos Dogim Bekaara Ulaachon Bekutach. Why Dogim Sha'olu Bekaara? Sounds like he did something he wasn't supposed to do. And now we're left picking up the pieces. Why Bidiyavet? Is it Mutter Lechatchila? Is it Osir Lechatchila? Why should it be Osir Lechatchila? If it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's asr, it's asr. What's this idea that olu b'ka'ara, b'di'evet, olu b'ka'ara, we have to figure out what the din is b'di'evet? Why b'di'evet, even l'chatchila? And one final question. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, dagam shal b'ka'ara mutter l'achla m'kutach. Why? No sin tam bar no sin tam. It's a not bar not, it's a tam sheni, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Tam sheni, yeah? It sounds like Shmuel basically is saying a tam sheni is mutter. Tam Sheni is lighter. It's not a significant taste. Very light taste. Doesn't this fly in the face of everything we've been saying till now? We keep on talking about situations where you cook Besar Nevela in a Kedera. And the Kedera gets a Tam of Nevela in it. And then you cook kosher meat in that pot. Is that Mutter? Is the meat kosher? Of course not. Right? You first have to be Mashu the pot. Why? Because we always assume that you're not going to have Shishim. We keep on saying, you're not going to have shishim in whatever you cook in the pot to be mevatel, the bliya in the walls of the pot. So the bliya in the walls of the pot are going to create an isser over here. You're cooking kosher meat. The first time you cook treifa meat, right? You had besar nevela, it entered into the walls of the pot, and now the pot cools down, and it's clean. Then you put besar shchuta into this pot. That's a problem. It's a problem because it's going to be an asinas tam from the nevela into the besar shchuta. Why? It's not barnat. It's not barnat. Every case where you're cooking kosher food in a pot with a blia is not barnat. It's a tam sheni. The tam goes in, the tam comes out. Right? There's a tam of iser that went into the walls of the pot. And now the tam is going to come out into whatever you have in the pot, into bosa, whatever's there. Why do you need heksher kelim? Why do you have to be machsher the pot? And why b'di'evet does it asr? Why is it asr? It's not barnat. It's a tam sheni. If you tell me tam sheni is nothing, why is this a problem? Three kashas over here. At least there are more kashas. The truth is there are more issues that we have to address. But just three questions to begin. First of all, what's the lashon of olu b'kara as opposed to nisbash b'kara? Why not mention something about bishul? Obviously there's something funny floating around about bishul. Does the halacha... Does the heter of Tam Sheni apply by Bishla? Does it not apply? Secondly, why use a lashon b'di'eved? Lechatchilat should be mutter also. If not barnat is mutter, then even lechatchilat should be mutter. And the third question is, if you say that not barnat is mutter, so then why, by a regular case where you have a tam of iser that enters into the pot and now it's coming out into besar shchuta, into something kosher, why is that a problem? It's not barnat also, it's also a Tam Sheni. So if Tam Sheni in our context is mutter, so that should be mutter as well. And if that is mutter, so then why does the Gemara talk about basar and cholav, that they're both heter, when the blios occur? Talk about issa. Stuff the same thing. V'tam sheni is mutter by heter, so it should be mutter by issa as well. So these are some of the questions that we have to address, and hopefully, if you look at the makaros, you'll see that many of the makaros touch on these issues, and if we address these issues, we'll get a deeper understanding of this whole subject.